We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program from We Remember Back in the 80s. I'm such an 80s fan. It's my day. And I enjoyed watching in the 80s Punky Brewster. I'm with Soleil Moon Frye. Soleil, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to chat with you. But I'm going to talk about, first of all, the show, Punky Brewster. When you auditioned and got the gig, did you think people were remembering it this far in advance? We're in, you know, the 2020s and still people talk about the show and remember it.
Oh, it moves me so much. I've got to say, you know, for me, Punky was never just about a show. Punky was really a way of our lives. You know, Cherry was really, truly my best friend growing up. And it always felt like such a family. And it was so inspiring to be able to do a show that really inspired people. And I think, you know, really moved people.
And that definitely did move people. And it was such an experience. And just to see specifically enough, the growth that people just continue to watch it and still tells the story today. And that's for sure. But you're
absolutely
yeah, absolutely. And what's amazing also to think about is specifically enough you and how you're still always remembered for that character. Now, quickly, in a quick summary, what happened after life after Punky Brewster? What types of things?
Oh, a quick summary?
Yeah, a quick summary. I know it could go forever.
Well,
but yeah.
Actually, you could go on to Hulu right now and watch Kid 90, my documentary, and it will give you a much longer summary. You know, I have to watch that.
Yeah.
You got to watch it. That's really the quick summary. Like, check out Kid 90 because it goes into it. I grew up, I went through puberty. I, you know, was coming of age. I went off to college. I then came back from college. I had babies, 4 kids. I mean, got married, then went through a transformation the last few years. I mean, there is a lot of catching up to do.
So is there soon going to be a book at one point on your life?
You know, I had done a few books a while ago. I think it could be time to do another one. You know, really, the documentary has been decades in the making, and that really, when I started it, it wasn't meant to be about me, and it wasn't a documentary about me. I tried to make it about everybody else, and then it ended up becoming a very personal, you know, coming of age story of both the teen and adult me.
That's fantastic. Now, again, you're bringing this great awareness again for a vaccine that's going to help make sure that people get vaccinated, this because of the dangers that could happen if you don't. So tell us about how you're working with the campaign Ask to Be Sure. Tell us about that.
Oh, I'm very excited to be working with Ask to Be Sure. My kids are all at different ages, and my oldest is 16 years old. And she is incredible and amazing. And I had a conversation with one of my dearest friends, and she told me about meningitis B, and I actually was not really aware of it. You know, I think so many people think that when the kids are younger, that they do the meningitis vaccination, yeah, and then they're set. And really, meningitis B is totally different. And one of the groups that it affects most are teens from 16 to 23 years old. And I did a deep dive and started learning about it. And even though meningitis is uncommon, it's life-threatening and can cause death. And 1 in 10 people who get meningitis will die, and sometimes in as soon as 24 hours. So I learned more and more about it. And I spoke to Jamie, who is an incredible survivor, and talked to her about her journey, getting through it, having to deal with amputations, all that she had gone through. Patty, who had lost her daughter the week of her high school prom. And you hear these stories, and the thing that continues to come up, and I think it's something that we all deal with in life, is, you know, that you don't think something can happen to you until it does, you know? And so I think it's important for us to have this conversation and to empower families to be able to ask their doctors and their care providers about this, and to definitely keep this dialogue going.
So what is the step for people that want to get this vaccination for their kids? What do they have to go about doing?
Really, I would say to talk to your doctor, healthcare provider, pharmacist, to learn more, and to have the conversation. You know, it's been really interesting to talk to some of my friends about this. And again, it's one of my dear friends that told me about it. Now I've been sharing it with my friends. And again, I think that we shouldn't be shy to have these conversations, and that it's important for us to be able to have these dialogues, both with our teens and with our doctors, with our friends, with our families. And once I learned about it, my daughter and I spoke about it, and I spoke to her pediatrician, and now she's set to get her vaccination.
And that's great. And so what percentage do they talk about specifically? Not enough are getting vaccinated then for this, are they?
I'm so sorry.
Not enough people are getting vaccinated for this. Is that part of the bringing the awareness that?
So it was incredible to learn that like 4 out of 5 17-year-olds have not even received one dose of the meningitis B vaccination. And that was back in 2019. So I think a lot of people just are not aware of it. And I think a lot of people, again, assume that because when kids are younger, so often going into school, that they've gotten the meningitis vaccination and don't realize that meningitis B is completely different.
Okay. So, and I didn't know that. So you're educating me, and I have 6 children. So
I didn't know it either, you know, and I think, you know, for me, I feel like I've definitely tried to, especially during the pandemic, educate myself as much as possible. And I wasn't aware. And so I think it is an important conversation for us to have. And again, they can go to asktobesure.com to learn more. And there's more resources and conversation to be had.
So what's new with Soleil? What other things are going on with you right now that you can report to your family?
Okay, well, juggling the 4 children is really wild, sure. And a lot and yet fantastic and amazing. And, you know, living this Kid 90 dream, the documentary, I'm so grateful for the people that have been supporting it and for its success. And now diving into the next documentaries, which I am beyond excited about, working on a few right now, which I'm thrilled with. And Proud Family is coming to Disney Plus, which is so exciting. And of course, Punky has been so fun with this continuation, and people can still check that out.
And what's great is you like being behind the scenes. You like being behind the camera. You enjoy that, right?
I do. And then of course my work with CORE, which I'm so proud of, which next to my kids has been, you know, some of my proudest work, which I work with Ann Lee and Sean Penn on, and that's just been such a dream. We've vaccinated over 1.5 million people and have done testing of over 5 million for COVID-19. And
wow.
We're a disaster relief organization. We're in Haiti right now on the ground. And so to be able to be a part of that on a global level has been one of the greatest joys of my life.
Seems like you're just getting it done, and that's amazing. With 4 kids still,
you know, I'm trying. I think again, it's like when we look back at this time in our lives, in this moment, you know, we'll ask ourselves, where were we? And I want to be able to make my future self proud.
See, I didn't know about that work as well, so that's great for the fans that have not seen what's going on with Soleil Moon Frye. I got to catch up with the documentary. I gotta catch up with all the stuff that you're doing. So the best way to connect with you, where's the best? Is it Instagram where you like to go the best?
Absolutely. Instagram. You can check out Kid 90 on Hulu. You can go to CORE Response. Of course, go to asktobesure.com for this incredible campaign that we're doing around meningitis B, and let's educate ourselves and each other.
Soleil, thanks for coming by. Huge fan of Punky Brewster. It was just an honor to have you on the show, and thanks for coming
on. Much. It's been an honor to be here. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.